Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Lots of fun stuff going on this week. Obviously, UFC 300 this Saturday. I can't wait. I'm going to break down the entire card because the entire card is worth breaking down. This is an insanely stacked fight card this weekend. The more I look at it, the more excited I get for Saturday. I mean, just these prelims and early prelims are like good enough for a pay-per-view almost. Maybe not a pay-per-view, but a fucking main event. Jesus Christ. You could put any of these fights, if you take the early prelims and put them on a main UFC card and then put it like a title fight, and then if you put the regular prelims and put them on a regular UFC pay-per-view and then put a title fight in, you could do that, and it would sell very well. That is how good this card is. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about last weekend. I'm really excited to jump into UFC 300, but let's talk just a little bit about last weekend. Some more questionable judging. We had Chris Curtis versus Brandon Allen. In no way, shape, or form do I think Brandon Allen won that fight. I thought it was very close. I don't fault you for thinking Brandon Allen won that fight, but go back and watch it, and you tell me who you think won. I gave Brandon Allen 2 rounds out of 3. I think I gave him the 5th and the 3rd. I can't remember exactly, but I had him winning, so it worked out for me. But there is another fight on that card as well. Gosh, I cannot remember. I need to go look this up. I'm so sorry. That was the most egregious decision I have seen in a very long time. Was it Alexander Hernandez versus Damon Jackson? I'm pretty sure it was. I'm almost certain it was. Let's go UFC.com. Because that was the craziest fucking thing I have ever seen. One judge had it. Let's see. Yeah. Puzzled by split decision. Split decision. Look at this. Look at... Let me see. If I can... I would love to find the scorecard itself. Because it was fucking crazy. I want to call out whoever the fuck scored this 30-27. For Alexander Hernandez. Found it. Judge Brian Miller scored this fight 30-27 for Alexander Hernandez. Both the other, Derek Clearly and I can never pronounce that dude's name, both scored it the exact same. First 2 rounds for Jackson, last round for Alexander Hernandez. I don't know where they found this guy. I don't know where the Nevada State Athletic Commission is finding these judges. I don't know how you get that job. I don't know what their qualifications are. I know you're probably tired of me going in on judges every fucking week, but it's getting out of control. I don't know what it is just with any sort of referees this year, not even just in mixed martial arts, but have you seen all of the horrible umpiring going on in the MLB? It is the worst it's ever been. It's always been bad. Angel Hernandez has always been bad, but for some reason, this year in particular has been horrific. And the same thing is going on in the UFC. 30-27. I could think of 20 guys off the top of my head that would do a better job than Judge Brian Miller at judging mixed martial arts fights. 20. One of them is my mother. That was horrible. Fucking horrible. And then you have the Alexander Hernandez. And then you have the fucking close fight with Chris Curtis and Brandon Allen, which is more reasonable. Let me find their scorecards too. I'm curious. Yeah, allergies. My fucking eyes are acting a fool. Because it's getting out of hand, and it's been out of hand all year. Let's find out. Oh. Different judges in that fight. Who scored this for Brandon Allen? Derek Clearly and Eric. Whatever his fucking name is. I can't pronounce that. How'd he score at 49-46? He gave Chris Curtis one round. He gave him one round. He won at least two rounds. There was a round and a couple rounds in there that were close, but he won at least two rounds. Fucking dog shit. You never used to see these kinds of egregiously egregiously horrible split decisions unless you were in Texas. Texas was like known, like very known for having the worst judges. But now you're seeing it all the time everywhere, and especially in Vegas, where they're having all these Apex cards. Anyway, and sorry, we'll get off that. I'm just fucking, it's fucking stupid. It's so dumb. Anyway, and then Brandon Allen goes out and calls Drickus. It's like, dude, good win. It was a good win. You know, good for him. He beat Chris Curtis, beat a ranked guy. Beat number 14, I think Chris Curtis was ranked. You don't beat the number 14 guy and call out the champion. I know you were scheduled to fight Marvin Vettori, but this isn't the same level as Marvin Vettori. And you arguably lost that fight in a lot of people's eyes. You don't get to go out there and have that performance and then make a call out to fight the champion. That's not how that works. It didn't make any sense. I know everybody wants to fight for the title, and I know he was working his way up in the ranks. God damn. Fucking lawn guys are outside cutting the grass, making my allergies act a fool. It's fucking ridiculous. Does my eye look like I have fucking pink eye right now? Probably. But, yeah. Anyway, we'll talk more about this later. My pick record after this weekend has gone down to 34-42. We are in an absolute slump. We're batting zero. It's fucking embarrassing. For the amount of fights I watch, that's embarrassing. It's like that Shane Gillis meme where it's like, for all the youngsters, I know you're having fun. I used to have fun myself, but that's a load of crap. That's me right now. I'm fucking terrible. Anyway, all right. UFC 300, guys. Holy shit, I am excited. I've done this like four times. Probably the last four episodes is read the card for this because how excited I am for it to happen. But let me read it again. Davidson Figueiredo, Cody Garbrandt, Bobby Green, Jim Miller, Jessica Andrade, Mariana Rodriguez, Jalen Turner, Renato Moicano. That's the early prelims. Holy shit. Prelims. Sadiq Youssef, Diego Lopez, Holly Holm, Kayla Harrison, Calvin Kattar versus Aljamain Sterling, Jiří Procházka versus Alexander Rakic. Main card, Bo Nickel versus Cody Brundage. Why is that in the fucking main card? That should be fucking early prelims, but we'll talk about that later. Charles Oliveira versus Armin Tarukian. Jesus, I can't speak. Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway for the BMF belt. Zhang Weili versus Yang Zhan. I can't pronounce that young lady's name. I've fucking tried so many times, I can't do it. Another young Chinese girl, fucking savage, just knocked out Jessica Andrade. Strawweight title on the line there. And then Alex Pereira versus Jamal Hill for the light heavyweight title. Oh my fucking God. Let's break down all these fights. Davidson Figueiredo versus Cody Garbrandt. Davidson's minus 310. These odds I wrote down as of yesterday. They were the live odds that were on the UFC website. So if you're like, it's not that anymore. Sorry. Sorry, the odds changed on Saturday. I don't know what happened yesterday, tomorrow. I don't know what happened Friday, and I don't know what happened Saturday. Sorry if the odds change. Anyway, he's minus 310. Cody is plus 250. I honestly don't hate the value. I'm going to talk a little bit about sports betting here. Don't mind if I do. I don't hate the value on Cody Garbrandt. There's not a whole lot of money on Figueiredo. If you're really confident in Davidson, I would say take him. -310 isn't too bad. Also, Davidson's ranked number 8. Cody's not ranked at all. That's actually kind of surprising. And that's the first fight of the night, by the way. So that's going to be insane. And then Bobby Green, ranked number 14 versus Jim Miller. Bobby Green is currently the favorite at -180. Jim Miller's +150. Hammer Jim Miller. Hammer Jim Miller. Jim Miller has fought at UFC 100, won at UFC 100, fought at UFC 200, won at UFC 200. He's going to complete the trifecta. It's going to be fucking insane. I really, really believe in Jim Miller, and I'll tell you something about Jim Miller. Jim Miller has been absolutely red fucking hot in his last few fights. He has looked as good as he has looked in a very, very long time. Let's see how he's on like a pretty good win streak right now. No, not really. But he has won 5 out of his last 6, and his only loss is a decision loss to Alexander Hernandez, which is obviously a very young, much younger, super explosive, and he looked good in that fight. Other than that, beat Gabriel Benitez with a face crank, knocked out Jesse Butler, submitted Donald Cerrone, knocked out Nicolaus Mota, and then knocked out Eric Gonzalez. So dude is on an absolute fucking tear, and I am telling you, hammer that fucking line. But Bobby Green is coming off a couple big wins. Beat Tony Ferguson, beat Grant Dawson by knockout. Did just lose to Jalen Turner. Pretty quick turnaround. If you guys remember, that fight should have been stopped way earlier. It wasn't. That was in December. It has only been 4 months since he got flatlined. So that's something to think about too. All right. Well, that fight should be good. Hammer, hammer, Jim Miller. Then we got Jessica Andrade, ranked number 4 in the division, versus Mariana Rodriguez, ranked number 6 in the division. I can never remember what fucking weight class Andrade fights at, because she's fought at so many weight classes. This is at strawweight, okay. 115. Jessica Andrade is just one of those girls who, she's so good. Oh my god, these fucking allergies, bro. Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't mind me, I'm just dying. Everything's fine. So she's always ranked very high. Let's go right back into it. She's always ranked very high. And people are kind of tired of seeing her. And they're like, she's going to fight for another title. If she wins this fight, she could very easily fight for another title. Especially if Wei Li doesn't win. Because I think, I mean, her last loss was to Zhang. Not Zhang. Oh, man, she is not doing very good. She's not doing very good. Lost to Aaron Blanchfield. Lost to Jan. Lost to Tatiana Suarez. And then beat Mackenzie Dern. She did just flatline Mackenzie Dern. That's crazy. She's 1-4. Oh, my God. 1-3 in her last 4. And she's still ranked number 4. That's crazy how that works. Is that because all these other fights were... Nah, I don't know. But, Jesus Christ, these allergies. Yeah, anyway. Very interesting fight. Andrade is -135. Mariana Rodriguez is +114. I don't hate the value on Andrade here. It's really hard to bet against somebody that's got the knockout power she has, as Teddy Atlas puts it, with... what's his fucking name? Deontay Wilder. He calls it the eraser. Obviously, she doesn't hit as hard as fucking Deontay Wilder, but she hits so hard. Rodriguez is coming off that big win versus Michelle Waterson. If you guys don't remember that, she kind of beat the shit out of America's Sweetheart in a bad way. That was not fun to watch. I mean, fun to watch, but... God, that was terrifying. She's really good. I don't hate the value there for Mariana Rodriguez, but It should be a good fight. And then we got Jalen Turner versus Renato Moicano. Number 10 ranked Jalen Turner versus number 13th ranked Renato Moicano. Jalen Turner, the current line is minus 238. Moicano is a plus 195 underdog. Listen, Moicano has got the hot hand right now. He does. Look at his last few fights. Dude is on an absolute fucking tear, dude. It's insane. Beat Drew Dober. Beat the shit out of Drew Dober. Beat Brad Riddell. Submitted him. Lost to RDA. But then he finished Alexander Hernandez and Jai Herbert, who's a monster. Lost to Rafael Fiziev. But dude has been on a tear. He's fighting a different way. There's sometimes you watch a guy fight and he's hit a different level. And I don't mean just in his career, just like for the moment. Like Cowboy kind of did that when he went up to 170. And Renato is kind of in that gear right now. It was kind of like the same. I don't know what I was about to compare it to, but he's kind of hit that gear. He's just, the engine's fucking revving super high. Jalen Turner is coming off that big win versus Bobby Green, but he is 1-2 in his last three. A couple split decision losses, a couple close losses. But that Bobby Green win should boost his confidence, and it definitely should. Jalen's just such a tough guy at 155 pounds, 6'3". Is absolutely insane for that weight class. But I mean, Renato isn't a small guy. He's 5'11", big reach, long, lanky guy. It's going to be interesting to see how he deals with the length of Jalen Turner. That should be a really, really fun fight. Again, I don't hate the underdog in this fight either. Plus 195 is a pretty good value for a guy who's soaring right now and doing really well. By the way, that's just the early prelims. Let's jump into the fucking prelims. We got Sadiq Youssef versus Diego Lopez. Number 13th ranked Sadiq Youssef versus an unranked Diego Lopez. The line on this, we got Sadiq Youssef at plus 120, Diego Lopez at minus 142. This is a big, big test for Diego Lopez. Obviously, he's been on an absolute rise to superstardom, finishing Gavin Tucker, just knocked out Pat Sabatini. He did lose to Mostovar Ivalev, but other than that, I mean, that's his first fight in the UFC. He's only had three UFC fights. This dude is 23-6. This is going to be his 30th fight, and he's only 29 years old. Insane. That is absolutely insane. And as for Sadiq Youssef, my computer isn't loading. That's fucking cool. So I can't look at what Sadiq Youssef's been up to lately. But a really close line here. You have a kid rising to superstardom, and then you got Sadiq Youssef. I would love if this loaded. That'd be fucking sick. Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me fucking... This fight's going to be sick. That's all I know. All right, here we go. But anyway, Sadiq Youssef. Just lost to Edson Barboza, and that's a really tough test for anybody. Edson's kind of like the gatekeeper at this point at 145. Is this fight at 45? Yeah, it's at 45. Sadiq's, he came into the UFC hot, knocked out a couple guys, looked really good, knocked out Gabriel Benitez, beat Andre Feely. That was a big test. Lost to Arnold Allen. Arnold Allen's a fucking nightmare. Beat Alex Caceres, beat, I don't even know who Don Shanali is. I have no idea who this guy is. He's not even in the UFC anymore. Jesus. Terrible. Anyway. I like the value here for Diego Lopez. Only minus 142. I would hammer that line. Diego Lopez. I would even say by finish. All right. Holly Holm, number 5 ranked. I don't know. What weight class is this? Is it Holly Holm versus Kayla Harrison? Is this at 35? Jesus Christ. How is she going to make weight? Oh my God. That could really play into this. If you're going to bet this, Jesus Christ, my fucking allergies. I would wait until you see how Kayla looks on the scale. Because right now, the line is Kayla's a minus 425, which is fucking big. And Holly is plus 330. This is Kayla's first fight in the UFC. It's her first fight at 135 pounds, as far as I know. At least in a very long time. And Kayla's huge. So that's got to play into it. Honestly, the safe play here is Kayla Harrison. But if you're going to bet this fight, the value on Holly Holm is huge. I don't hate it if you take Holly Holm. God, that's just... that's a huge, huge line for somebody's first... that's something... I'm sorry. That's something Vegas isn't taking into account. I would have this line pretty even right now and see what it jumps up to. That's insane. All right. That's the second fight on the prelims. And then we got Calvin Kattar, number 8 ranked Calvin Kattar versus number 2 ranked at bantamweight, Aljamain Sterling. Aljamain's first fight at 145 pounds. And I don't know if you guys have seen the embeds in the last couple of days, but Aljamain looks big. He looks healthy, and he looks ready to fucking rock. Kattar is plus 136. Aljamain is minus 162. I would hammer Aljo. I would absolutely hammer Aljamain Sterling. Calvin's had problems in the past with guys that are wrestlers, I think. I could be making that up. Let's find out. Oh, man. Calvin is on a little bit of a slide. Lost to Arnold Allen. That was a knee injury. He hasn't fought in a long time. Lost to Josh Emmett. Beat Giga Chikadze. Lost to Max Holloway. He hasn't fought a whole lot. I completely forgot he had that knee injury. He hasn't fought in almost 2 years. Well, about a year and a half. But, yeah, I would absolutely hammer the Aljamain Sterling line. He's hot. He's ready to go. He's probably pissed off losing the belt. He wants to go up, fight for the belt at 145. So that would be fucking awesome to see him do that. If he gets a big win, he could easily slide into that title shot position. Because who else is there? Who else is there at 145? I don't know. Who's he going to fight? Who's the champ? God damn it. I don't know who the champ is. This is fucking embarrassing. This is absolutely embarrassing. I don't know who the champ is. This is embarrassing. I keep forgetting the guy who's the champion's name at 145 pounds. This is sad. I want to look it up, but I don't want to be a bitch.
Do you want me to look it up?
No, I don't. I need to figure this out. Okay. Ilia Topuria. I got it.
Okay. So proud.
I got it. Thanks, baby. Ilia Topuria. Who's there for 145? I don't know. I don't want to go look either and find out if there's somebody next in line for sure. I want Aljamain to come out and starch Calvin Kattar. Probably not. He's not going to do that. But I want him to come out and do what he did to Corey Sandhagen, and then fucking call out Ilia Topuria and go fight Ilia Topuria in Spain. Who the fuck doesn't want to see that? I want to see that. I really hope that happens. Hammer Aljamain Sterling at minus 162. That's a fucking no-brainer. And then the featured prelim bout, Yuri Prochazka versus Alexander Rakic. Number 2 ranked Yuri Prochazka versus number 5 ranked Alexander Rakic. That is a main event, in my opinion. These fights are all free up until this point. That's insane. I'm sorry. Yuri is plus 100. Rakic is minus 120. He is the favorite to win this fight. I'm going to be completely 100% honest with you. Prochazka did not look that good in his last fight. Sorry. He looked soft. He didn't look like he did when he fought Dominic Reyes. Went back and watched that fight. Yuri looked a lot bigger. I think Alexander's going to come out. He's coming off another guy with a knee injury. And I would really, really like to see him. I think he's going to come out with a vengeance. He's a big fucking... where's he from? Austria. He's a big Austrian fuck. And I think he's going to knock him out. And I like the line. I like him at minus 120. All right. That brings us to the absolutely stacked main card, except for this first fight. I don't understand why Bo Nickel versus Cody Brundage is on the main card. Obviously, Bo Nickel is a selling point. I get it. But who wouldn't want to see him in that featured prelim spot and then throw Prochazka versus Rakic on the main card, or even throw Sterling versus Cater on the main card, or even throw fucking... Yeah, Sterling versus fucking Cater should be on the main card. Him or Prochazka and Rakic. That's the one that makes more sense to me. But instead, we got Bo Nickel, who's a minus 2,100 favorite, fighting a Cody Brundage, who is plus 1,100. That is your first fight on the UFC 300 pay-per-view. Cool. Can't wait for that barn burner. See my face? That's how excited I am. I'm not at all excited for that. I mean, I like watching Bo Nickel. He's fun to watch. I am fucking disgusting. But don't laugh. I mean, Cody Brundage is fought in the UFC for quite a while. He's got a lot of fights, but he's fucking 2 out of his last 5. I mean, what do you guys think is going to happen? Do you think he's going to fucking win? Think Cody Brundage is going to come in and shock the world? Probably fucking not. But hammer that line, because you never know in mixed martial arts. You never get a plus 2,100 favorite on a UFC pay-per-view. That's fucking nuts. That's like me going in there and fighting Bo Nickel. I'd be plus like 3,000. Probably more. Let's be honest. A lot more. But that's what it feels like. That's fucking insane. Hammer, hammer, hammer Cody Brundage, all right? And then we got Charles Oliveira versus Armin Tazurian. God damn, I love Oliveira in this fight. Number 1 ranked versus number 4 ranked. Oliveira's got something to prove. He wants to fight for that title again. They made him fight this fucking scary fuck who just knocked out Beneil Dariush, another America's sweetheart. Knocked him out cold. Charles Oliveira is plus 195, and I want you to hammer that fucking line. Hammer it! Don't take my betting advice, but hammer it. How often do you get Charles Oliveira plus money? Never. Except for when he fought, you know, Makhachev. Not the point. How often does that happen? So I would hammer that line. That should be a really interesting fight. It's going to really give us a way in to see where Armin's really at. See how good he is. Because maybe he caught Beneil Dariush at the end of a run. Or maybe he's that guy. Who knows? And then we got number 2 ranked Justin Gaethje versus number 2 ranked Max Holloway at featherweight for the BMF belt. I wasn't excited about this fight at first. Now I'm excited about it. The more I fucking think about it, the more excited I get about it. Max has got his fucking sick ass custom trunks with it's all fucking Hawaiian flowers. Looks like a Tommy Bahama shirt. It's awesome. Gaethje's got custom trunks. They're not as cool as Max's, let's be honest. But he's still got custom ones. It's an American flag. It's pretty sick. Gaethje is minus 170. Holloway is plus 142. I like the line for Gaethje when Holloway moved up and fought Poirier. I went back and watched that today when I was at the gym, and he got caught a lot. Holloway does look good, though. He looks big. He looks healthy. He looks strong. I think he's put on some weight. I don't hate you if you take Max Holloway, but I think the value on Justin Gaethje is there. And seeing Holloway go up in the past, it didn't go quite as well for him as a lot of people thought it would. And I think it's kind of going to be the same scenario here, but it's going to be a great fight either way. And then we got Zhang Weili versus Yan, the champion versus the number 1 ranked contender. We got Weili at minus 485, which is crazy for a title fight. And we got Yan at plus 370. And you know what? I'm tired of all these comments on Instagram. I know I shouldn't read Instagram comments, talking about how, like, why is this on the fucking main card? Two women fight. It's going to be my bathroom break. Zhang Weili has done nothing but put on exciting fights ever since she's been in the UFC. Unanimous decision versus Amanda Lemos. Okay, whatever. That wasn't the best fight. But beat the shit out of Carla Esparza. Spinning back fist knocked out Joanna. Two really good fights versus Rose, except for the one where she got head kicked. That insane, one of my top 10 fights of all time. Her, Joanna versus her, wins a split decision. To when she fought for the title, knocked out Jessica Andrade in 42 fucking seconds. Beat Tisha Torres, looked really good in that fight. Submitted Jessica Aguilar. She has 1, 2, 3. She has four decisions in her whole career, and that is not something you see a lot with women. 11 knockouts, 8 submissions, 5 decisions. 11 knockouts as a strawweight. That's insane. So stop saying that this fight's going to be fucking boring, because it's not. It's going to be a good fight. And then Yan, also 18-3 with 8 knockouts. She's tiny. This is going to be a great fight. Chinese on Chinese crime. You love to see it. And I'm tired of people talking shit about it. I don't like the line on this fight. I think if you're going to bet on anyone, you got to bet on Yan. Because she's so much plus money, and she can finish the fight. I don't think she will, but anyway, Alex Pereira versus Jamahal Hill for that fucking light heavyweight title. The more we wait for this fight, the more excited I get for it. It's crazy to see what Alex Pereira's done with 11 fights, 11 MMA fights. How many fights does he have in the UFC? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 UFC fights, 2 world titles. Insane. How old is he now? 36? He's still okay. Not that old. And then we got Jamahal Hill. Hasn't fought in a very long time. Had to vacate his title, unfortunately. Fought in about a little over a year. Should be ready to go. He's tuned up. Hasn't lost since he lost to Paul Craig, but has done nothing but finish fights since, other than against Glover, because Glover's a bad motherfucker. Knocked out Jimmy Crute, knocked out Johnny Walker, finished Thiago Santos. Dude's a fucking savage. 12-1 overall record, 7 knockouts. All of his finishes are knockouts. Jamahal Hill says he wants to stand and bang with Alex Pereira, and that's got to be the worst idea I've heard in a very long time. I was trying to think of something funny to say, and I couldn't think of anything funny to say, so I didn't. But that's a horrible idea. The line on this is very close. Pereira's minus 135. Jamahal Hill is plus 114. I would hammer that Alex Pereira line. I could be wrong. I'm probably going to be wrong about all these fights, but I would hammer that. All right, guys. Let's pick every single fight on this card. I am going to take Davidson Figueiredo over Cody Garbrandt. I'm going to take Jim Miller over Bobby Green. I'm going to take Jessica Andrade over Mariana Rodriguez. I am going to take Renato Moicano over Jalen Turner. I'm going to take Diego Lopez over Sadiq Youssef. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to take, at this point, Kayla Harrison over Holly Holm if she can make weight. And if she looks okay, I might change that. I don't know yet. I will let you know. I'm going to take Aljamain Sterling over Calvin Kattar. I am going to take Alexander Rakic over Jiří Procházka. Obviously, I'm going to take Bo Nickel over Cody Brundage. I'm going to take Charles Oliveira over Max Holloway. I'm going to take Zhang Weili versus Yan. And I am going to take Alex Pereira to beat Jamahal Hill. I cannot wait to watch these fights on Saturday. Saturday is a good day for me. We got UFC fights all night, and they're all good fights. And we got the Masters all day. Gonna be a fantastic week. I can't wait. Tune in next week. Tune in for the fights. And yeah, we will see you next Wednesday. All right, guys. Have a good one.